Zok de helge mishna vayta masech des peya, peri gimel, mishna vav. Rabbi Eliezer says, karka beis roiva. You have land that's big enough for planting at least a quarter kav of seeds. I have a quarter kav of seeds in my hand. Can't plant them too close to each other. How far apart do you have to spread this if I want to plant all my seeds? Well, that's the amount that chayevus bepeya. If your land is that large, it's mechuyev in peya. If it's less than that, you're not mechuyev in peya. So how large is this area? Says the Batanura. It's 10 amos by 10 and a half amos. An amos is about 2 feet. Now we have another sheet. Rabbi Yeshua says, ha'oisa sasayim. Even if it's a smaller land than that, if it's land that'll produce sasayim 2 sa of tfua, it's mechuyev in peya. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are measuring the land differently. Rabbi Eliezer is measuring the land by how much seed it takes to plant the land. And Rabbi Yeshua says, well, let's see how much comes out. So Rabbi Eliezer says, enough space to plant a beis roiva of seeds. Rabbi Yeshua says, land has to be big enough to produce 2 sa of tfua, and that's a smaller shear. Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, this is the third sheet. Rabbi Tarfon says, shishal shisha tfachim. Even if the land is only 6 by 6 tefachim, tefach is about a fist, it's mechuyev in peya. The fourth shita is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Peseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Peseira, I'm going to say, liktsar velishnais. Even land that gives out only enough tefua to cut a fistful of tefua and then another one to repeat it. The Batanura explains the way they would cut the grain is they would grab a fist of grain. You would hold on to it with one hand, and there was a special tool called a sickle. You would use that to cut it with the other hand. So if I can do this twice, it's mechuyev in peya. The halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Rabbi Kiva says karka kalshu. There's no shear. Any size land, small as it is. Let's say you have one stalk of tua growing there. You have to leave peya. Where am I supposed to leave peya from? You're supposed to cut and leave over something. There's only one thing to cut. So it's brought down here, b'shem the Yerushalmi. Sometimes you have a single stalk that has several ears of corn or grain growing at the top. So you cut off one of them, and the other ones are left for peya. So again, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, karka kalshu, even the smallest amount of karka, chayevus bepeya is mechuyev in peya. And ubebe kurim. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have one of the shivas haminim, growing on your field or in your garden, you have to bring the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash every single year. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. How much land do we have so that I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah of Bikurim? And the answer is even the smallest amount. The Torah says, Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, the first ripening fruits of your land, even the smallest amount, explains the Batanur. The Batanur explains that's for wheat and barley. But for fruit Bikurim, you're going to need more. We'll see more about that later. So far we have two halachas that apply to even someone that has a tiny amount of land, kalshu. One is that it's mechuyev in peya, the second that he's mechuyev to bring bekure. Furthermore, here's another din. For the tiniest amount of karka, it's enough so that v'lichtoiv alea prizbal. You can write a prizbal on the basis of it. What is a prizbal? The Torah tells us that when Shemitah comes, you're not allowed to collect a loan. If you lend someone money before Shemitah, when Shemitah comes, you're not allowed to collect it. So when the Yidden had the proper Amunah, they didn't ask any questions. But later on, Hillel saw, people are not lending money to the poor people because they're scared Shemitah will come, they won't be able to collect it. So he made a takana. Hillel figured out a way that it should be mutter to collect back your money despite Shemitah. And the way to do it is to give over the shtar to Bezdin, because Bezdin is allowed to collect the money. It's only an individual who can't. So therefore, a person writes out a shtar that says, I give over to so-and-so, the dayanim, the entire chayiv, they can collect it. Once you write this, Shemitah will not stop the person from repaying the chayiv. But in order for this takana to be used, the loiva, that means the borrower, has to have some karka, some land. Because if he has some land, then it's considered like Bezdin already has a hold on that land. So far we had three halachos about a karka kalshu, it's mechuyev in peya, in bekurim, And the loiva has to have at least a kolshu of karka, can be the smallest amount, in order to be able to write a prusbel. Finally, says the Mishnah, one more halacha. Beliknes ima, if you have a kolshu of land, even the smallest amount of land, that's enough to acquire along with it nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis bekesev ubeshtar ubechazaka. If you want to sell me your bicycle, I have to make a kinyan in that bicycle for it to become mine. Just by me giving you money, it's not mine yet. There are different types of kinyan, depending on what you're buying. There's a kinyan hagbah, to lift something. There's a kinyan of meshicha, to pull something. But that's all movable objects. There is a din, however, that if I am purchasing land, and land can be purchased in one of three ways, through money, through shtar, or through chazaka, like fencing in the property. These three ways of being koine something, kesef, shtar, chazaka, works only for land, only for karka. But if I buy karka through one of these three ways, and that person is also selling me movable items, the metaltalin, the movable items, automatically are acquired with the karka. That's called kinyan agav. So therefore, our mission is telling us a chiddush, that even if I only have the smallest amount of land, I can acquire nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis. Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis is metaltalin. That's because you can't rely on it to collect from there. Karka is called nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayis. It's not something you can hide or take away with you. So nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis refers to metaltalin, to movable objects. Nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayis refers to karka. Let's get back to the bicycle. Normally, how would I be kind of a bicycle? By giving you money? No. What makes it actually mine? Maybe pull it or lift it. But just by giving you money, it's not mine yet. Or by riding out a shtar, it's not mine yet. Or by me riding it, it's not mine yet. But if I'm buying karka from you, and I'm acquiring the karka through kesa, shtar, or chazaka, and you also made up to sell the bicycle to me, the bicycle automatically becomes mine through the karka. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, how much karka do you have? Even the smallest amount. We're going to see some more halachas about the smallest amount of karka in the next Mishnah. But now let's chazer over Mishnah Vav. How much karka do you have to own in order to be mechuyev in peya? We had five shitas. Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, a beis roiva. That's about 10 by 10 and a half amos. Second shita of Rabbi Yeshua, ha'oisa sasayim. Land that's large enough to produce two sa' of tvua. Third shita, Reb Tarfin, even if it's 6 by 6 tvachim, you're mechuyev in peya. Fourth shita, and the Mishnah says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, like this shita. So again, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir's shita? How much land do you have to be mechuyev in peya? Enough to hold on to one fistful. That's how they would cut tvua. You would hold on with one hand, with a fist of tvua. Cut it with a special tool. If you can do that twice, it's mechuyev in peya. And Rabbi Kiva says, there's basically no shi. Even the smallest amount of karka is mechuyev in peya, even one stalk. So he explained, if it has several ears of corn, you have to leave from those ears of corn. While Rabbi Kiva told us that the shear for peya is even the smallest amount, in other words, there's no shear. So the Mishnah gave us three other things, that the shear is kolshu, even the smallest amount. One is bikurim. We have the shivas aminim. You know what the shivas aminim are? Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have the shivas aminim growing, you have a tremendous chust, come up to Yerushalayim with the mitzvah of bikurim. Now the Batanura explained that with bikurim that grows from the ground, not the fruits from the trees, the wheat and the barley, even the smallest amount, even if your karka is a karka kolshu, you're mechuyev in bikurim. In regard to the bikurim from trees, however, the grapes, the figs, the pomegranates, the olives, and the dates, here there's a different shear. Here says the Batanura, he has to own 16 amos of karka around the tree. In other words, the farmer not only has to own the tree, but also the land in a 16 amos circle, a radius around it. And that's the shear yanika. That's the area that the tree needs for drawing its nourishment from the ground. But in regard to wheat and barley, it's even a kol shehu. A kol shehu of land is enough to write a prusbul, we explained. Hillel was masakin a prusbul when he saw that people weren't lending to the poor people because they said, uh-oh, Shemitah is coming. Instead of having a munah and a kadosh baruch hu, you don't lose out for a mitzvah. They said, we're not going to lend, we're going to lose, we won't be able to collect when Shemitah comes. So Hillel said you could write a prusbul that says that officially it's not you that's collecting, it's Bezdin that's collecting. And Bezdin could collect even despite Shemitah. So you have to write a shtar, you're giving it over to Bezdin, and that's only, you can only write a prusbul if the loiva, if the borrower has karka. How much karka? Even the smallest amount. And finally, we explain that kesef, shtar, and chazak are kinyonim. Just for karka, just for land, not for movable objects. So if I want to acquire your pen, whether it's a gift, or whether it's a sale, I would have to, let's say, lift the pen. But if I'm buying karka, the pen could be automatically included. That's called kinyan agav. How much karka do I have to buy in order to say metatl and come along with it? And the answer is, even a kol shehu, even the smallest amount. How exactly this works? Does the metatlin have to mamish beyond the land? All of that is discussed in Masechtas Kiddushin.